You know, I never had a good Valentine's Day. I can't tell you why. I mean, the day is foolproof, right? But either the guy I was dating at the time was a total asshole and ruined the entire day, or he didn't want to do anything, so yeah. Me and Valentine's Day, not the best of friends. I mean, you should go out. As in, tonight? Didn't you have a date planned? Oh, shit. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I hope her better option gives her the Valentine's Day she deserves. For better or worse, that really is up to her, isn't it? But sure, I would love to go with you. What time are we thinking? And you're only asking me now? What, were you planning on going alone or something? Nah. A man like you does not deserve to be alone on a night like this. Let me get ready real quick, and then we can head out in a bit, okay? Give me 20 minutes. Thanks. Hey, ready? Well, geez, not too bad yourself, I must admit. You clean up very nice. Well then, shall we, mister? Ooh, arm out and everything. Careful, I might expect it every time from now on. Your car or mine? Yeah, and then the way the girl next to us started acting. I feel bad for the boyfriend. Now he's gonna have to propose. Man, Valentine's Day, I swear, it brings out a different side to all of us. Again, as I said before, for good or bad. Whether it be out of love or jealousy. What do you mean? What did I think? Well, I say good for them if you're into that sort of thing. What are you getting at? What do you mean you saw me? No, you have to be mistaken. I don't care about those kinds of things. Please, you know me. I know. You're gonna base my desires off of a frown. Are you sure I don't just frown? Or maybe I ate a bad piece of steak, or maybe I was trying to not sneeze during such a nice moment. Oh, come on. You cannot possibly believe that I would get jealous from seeing a very happy couple take the next step in their life together. Yes, even when I sat there in a beautiful restaurant surrounded by roses, wine, and other couples, the moment did not affect me like it did the others. I can assure you that it most definitely did not, and if you think my frown was any indication that it did, you are mistaken. Now please move aside so I can. Why are you bringing that up? I was doing it to be polite. She didn't know our situation, and it would have made her feel awkward if I corrected her about who we are to each other. Yes, that's all that was. You don't believe me. Okay, fine. No, us being mistaken as a couple did not affect me in the slightest. Happy? I am not a bad liar. Excuse me, I was totally looking you in the eye. No, I was not looking at your forehead. It's because you're taller than me. Yeah, a perfect height. Now please, move. You're blocking the stairs. Excuse me, did you just say what I thought you said? That you heard me crying last night. Look, whatever you thought I was crying about, it wasn't it. Fuck, you heard that too. Are the walls really that thin? Ugh, fine. Fuck. Yes, I was sad. Yes, I wish I was in a happy relationship. And yes, I wish that someone would actually love me enough and we both put effort into things as mainstream as Valentine's Day. I long for reciprocation. I long to date a man that isn't a complete asshole. You know what's sad? That the first perfect Valentine's Day is with a man who isn't even my boyfriend, but instead my roommate whose date canceled on him and I was a second option. What do you mean that's not true? Your date didn't cancel on you? You did not. You canceled your date. For me. That's bad karma. Fuck. That poor girl. I can't believe you did that. I mean, okay. Knowing that you wanted to take me out instead does make me happy, I must admit, but I can't help but think about that girl who was probably looking forward to a date with you. You better hope you don't run into her again. Does that mean I wasn't your second option? You really thought I would have had a date. Look, no one's really pining after me. There's no one lining up at my door. Our door. Honestly, it's probably my personality. Sorry. Yes, I'll think more highly of myself. Yes, the night was perfect. I had a great time. Thank you. You want to take me out again? Wait, is this a confession? No, I'm sorry. I'm not turning you down or laughing at the idea. I just never thought that something like this would happen to me. Truth be told, being called your girlfriend did make me happy. And yes, I was crying last night. I was actually sad that you didn't ask me out. Well, yes, I could have, but I didn't know if you liked me that way, and I didn't want to get turned down again. Yeah, I've been turned down back in high school. I asked this guy I liked to prom, and he ended up going by himself. I got over it after I heard how bad it actually ended up being. Yeah. What happened? One of our mutual friends got dumped that night, and so they all went to go make sure she was okay instead. I think that would have ruined my prom experience. Even though that's really selfish, I don't think she would have done the same, honestly. I think she would have enjoyed her prom night, so yeah, I'm not hung up on it or anything. Really, I had a really good dinner that night with my family, so I'm not bothered. Sorry, I didn't mean to get into high school memories. Going back to our conversation. I like you too, and yes, I would love to go out with you again. It would be my pleasure. Thank you again for tonight. It really was perfect. Now, please, move to the side so I can go upstairs and get ready for bed. Thanks. What is it? Yeah. Sure, you can kiss me goodnight. Goodnight. I'll see you in the morning.